I was going to give you a reminder to have people say names like you were doing for a while.
Yes.
Because that really
is
nice.
Thank you for reminding me.
Because I forget people's names so easily, so it helps me a lot. Thank you.
Okay. And do you think when we've been doing it, is a good time?
Yeah, I do. I think it's a perfect time.
Good. I think we have some new people.
And sometimes we don't see people for a while. We don't forget. These are harder to get into than the cushions, though.
Have you sat on those benches before?
Yeah, I have. I started last January. It became pretty clear to me that I wasn't having any fun with the cushions anymore at all. Stretch and try and do all the good. And no, I've had limbs fall so far asleep it was too scary, so I'm not going to go that way. It's, you know, life's too short to scare yourself like that.
That's true, yeah.
I mean, this is all about don't tell yourself those stories. There's more than one way to achieve that goal.
Yeah.
Don't sit on that cushion then. I should become shorter, however. So other people could see.
Hmm?
So other people could see.
I hate
that.
So did you just recently get back to
Houston? I did. I just recently got back. So I was longer
back
than I usually am. Thank you.
Okay. So we have some new people here, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot. This part of the evening is about you. So I just would like to talk with you a little bit about meditation and first get some idea of what you already know about it or what you've already been doing. So is there any one of you who would like to start? Be the first one to? Yes.
Sure. I know there's a ton of different kinds of meditations.
Yeah.
Started meditating maybe 9 years ago. Done a little bit with the tradition of Thich Nhat Hanh, and also studied for a while Kriya Yoga in the tradition of Paramahansa Yogananda.
Mm-hmm. And have you been doing either of those practices recently, or is that?
I'm not nearly as consistent as I used to be. What I try and do now is mainly just focusing on the breath.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Good. And how often have you been doing that?
Recently?
Yeah.
Once a week at most.
Once a week at most. Okay. Yeah. That's a pretty common kind of frequency. I'll encourage you to try to increase that. But
thank you.
Yeah, okay. So you've been doing that once a week. And who else would like to? Yes.
I consider myself very much a beginner. Mm-hmm. I've been attempting meditation for a few years, but it's been very sporadic. One of those things that that's why I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I could use the support of other people.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's a challenge. I know it's a journey without necessarily an end point, and so that's why I'm trying to go easy on myself at this point. I don't feel like I've made it very far, but I guess the struggle is what is beneficial.
Well, a certain amount of effort is certainly required, especially in the beginning. Yeah. But what kind of meditation have you been doing?
I don't know, really.
Just describe it to me. I don't need to give it a name.
I've tried different strategies that I've either read about or heard about, but one thing, focusing on the breath, has been a common one I've heard and tried to do. Focusing on letting your thoughts come and just kind of flow away from you without getting stuck on any one thought. Different techniques on how to do that.
And what have you had the most success with?
I guess probably focusing on the breath. Mm-hmm. It was maybe a year ago where I had probably the most success when I was doing it every morning. But that, I think maybe it was just the consistency of it that mm-hmm. was causing the success. And when I stopped being so consistent, I started to feel like it was a little bit difficult again.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And how about you?
In terms of meditation, I can't really say I've done very much my whole life. Mm-hmm. When I was in college, I took an Eastern philosophy class, and that seemed to make more sense to me than Catholicism, which is what I was raised with. Mm-hmm. And I did a lot of my own contemplation, self-reflection, pretty much my whole life. And it's come to a point where in the last few years, I really haven't done that. And I'm trying to come back to my own self and to look at what's going on in my mind and to practice more mindfulness and more self-discipline and being able to let things go.
So am I correct that you haven't been really doing any particular kind of practice recently?
I guess about 3 months ago, for about a period of 3 to 4 months, mm-hmm. I was doing a type of like chakra meditation, and it worked. It did work. I did it about once a week, sometimes like every other day, just when I really needed it to.
Mm-hmm.
And I stopped, and then things started just to kind of go back to themselves again.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to get back to.
Okay, so just a few little general things to start with. Meditation is about training your mind, certain things that the mind naturally does that you reinforce and until they become quite significant skills. And the two principal things that you're trying to accomplish through your practice is you're trying to stabilize your attention and you're trying to increase the conscious power of your mind to become more fully conscious. That makes sense to you? And you've all done enough meditation of different kinds to really appreciate that the tendency of the mind is for attention to constantly be moving from one thing to another, and that you don't have really control over how long your attention stays on something. You can direct your attention to something, a kind of meditation object or anything else for that matter, but it's not in your control to determine how long you're going to stay on that thing. You're going to have the experience of realizing your attention has moved and maybe has been moving all over the place, right? So one really important thing that you'll work on in your practice is just calming the mind down by stabilizing attention. That's the most important thing that you can do to calm the mind, still the mind, quiet the mind, all these things that you, I'm sure have heard about that sound like great things that you would like to do. And that doesn't mean stopping thoughts, and it doesn't mean ceasing to be aware of all the different things you're aware of. It really means just slowing this constant movement of attention down and bringing it under control and eventually getting to the point where you can put your attention on something and it will just stay there until you're ready to move it. That sound like a good idea? Mm-hmm. It is. Attention, when I'm talking about attention, I'm talking about that focused kind of mental activity that we're experiencing continuously. And there is another very important way of knowing that we have that occurs simultaneously with that, that we can call peripheral awareness. So we have attention and peripheral awareness. Does that make sense to you? So there's all kinds of things that you're knowing that you're peripherally aware of in any moment, even while your attention is focused on one thing. And so one of the things you don't want to do is you don't want to lose peripheral awareness when you stabilize attention. And this is something that it's a very easy mistake to make in your meditation, is to say, okay, I'm supposed to focus on such and such, and I understand I'm supposed to keep my attention from moving. And so as a part of that, you kind of shut out everything else. If you do that, you aren't going to be able to increase the conscious power of your mind. You want to go in the other direction. You want to actually enhance this peripheral awareness while at the same time stabilizing the attention and even sharpening up your attention so that whatever you pay attention to, you can investigate even more closely, but without losing that larger kind of global holistic awareness. So that's where you're trying to go, initially at least. Now, I would suggest, I have a website called dharmatreasure.org. Is that something you can remember? Because I can write it down for you later on. Dharmatreasure is one word, .org. And there's a page on that website that has some documents you can download. You remember what the button's called for that page?
I remember it's on the side of the website, and it says writings.
Writing, okay. Good. So there is one thing there, it's called a meditation manual, and it outlines 10 stages that take you from being a beginner to being an adept meditator, to being as powerful a meditator as it's possible for a human being to become. In 10 stages. So I would suggest you might have a look at that. You can download it, you can read it, you can print it out if you want, whatever. We'll give you an idea of where this process goes and how it gets there. But to begin with, all you need to do is to have a suitable object to practice resting your attention on and sustaining your attention on. Practice doing that while not losing awareness of everything else. And that's how the whole process begins. And there are all kinds of different things you can use as a meditation object. But I suggest that you use the sensations of the breath. And notice I'm saying the sensations of the breath, not the breath. Because what I want you to do is to pick a particular location, and once again I have a suggestion, it's somewhere around the opening of your nose, and become aware of the sensations that are produced as the air moves in and out, as the air enters and leaves your body. So you're not really meditating on the breath, and you're not following the breath in, and you're not following the breath out, but you're putting your attention in this area and observing the sensations that are produced as the air moves when you breathe naturally. So why don't you go ahead and try that just for a couple of moments here. Notice those sensations. And see if you can identify where those sensations are clearest, and that's going to be your meditation object, the sensations in that spot. And that spot could be small, it could be only a quarter of an inch across, or it could be much larger, an inch and a half across. It could be just at the rim of your nostrils or your upper lip, or it could be inside your nostrils. It doesn't matter where it is. Wherever for you those sensations are clearest and easiest to follow. Have you been able to zero in on your spot? You know where it is? Okay. So this is the tool that you're going to be using, is that when you sit down to meditate, you want to bring the focus of your attention to the sensations in that spot. And then you just want to follow that changing pattern of sensations throughout an inhale, throughout the exhale, throughout the next inhale, and just keep doing that. Now what's going to happen is that there's going to be a lot of other things going on in your mind, and that's fine. Let everything else go on in your mind. The most dangerous thing going on in your mind in terms of not being able to keep your attention are the thoughts. So sounds, bodily sensations, whatever else is going on there is kind of low risk in terms of its ability to take you away. Usually when those things take you away, it's because your attention goes to a sound and then you start having a thought about that sound, where it's coming from or whatever. And then it's the thoughts that are going to take you away. But I absolutely guarantee you that you're going to have the experience very soon. You put your attention there and then you realize that, wow, you suddenly just wake up to, what have I been doing? I've been thinking about all these other things. I'm sure you've already had that experience at times. So this is what you're going to be working with. Let me just explain to you what's actually happened. You put your attention on the breath. There were these other things going on in the background, including some thoughts. And one or another of them captured your attention as a distraction. It didn't make you lose the meditation object yet. It didn't make you lose those sensations. But your attention's now being divided between the sensations of the breath and something else. And the longer that happens, the more uneven that distribution comes until at some point the breath is forgotten. So there's a distraction arises, and depending on how strong the distraction is, it will determine how quickly this happens. But fairly soon after the distraction happens, you will forget what you're doing. You'll forget about the sensations of the breath. That's the second thing that happens. Then you'll be thinking a thought or whatever. What's going to happen is your mind's going to get tired of that, or else that thought is going to trigger some other thought. And so your mind's going to go to something else, and then to something else, and then to something else. That's what we call mind wandering. So you start out with your attention on the breath. You're going to experience distractions. Sooner or later, a distraction is going to cause you to forget what you're doing. And in most cases, once you've forgotten, your mind's going to wander a while. But then the really important thing happens, is you suddenly come back into the present. You wake up to the fact that, oh, wait a minute, this isn't what I'm meant to be doing. You know what I mean? You already had that experience at some time? So this is what you have to work with in the beginning. Because there is no way through willpower or self-discipline you can keep the mind from losing that meditation object. And there's also no way through willpower that you can make yourself realize that your mind is wandering. So you've got to work with what you have, which is when this happens, when you have that moment where you have spontaneously realized that your mind was wandering, feel good about it. Don't feel good about the fact that your mind was wandering. But don't feel bad about it either. It's just one of those things. You knew it was going to happen. feel good about the fact that you came into the present, that you woke up, that you realized what was happening. Because you see, that is something that happened unconsciously. But if you positively reinforce it, it will start to happen more quickly and more often. Got the idea? So you're going to work with what happens naturally through positive reinforcement. When you realize what's been happening, you will notice that in that moment, you're more awake and alert and fully present than you were in the preceding moment, right? And that's, in fact, where you would like your mind to be all of the time. That's where we're heading. We want to be in that place of being more fully conscious and being more fully aware. So when it happens spontaneously like that, take a few moments to just appreciate it, enjoy it, savor it. And then when you've done that, gently bring your attention back to the sensations of the breath at the nose and try to stay in that place as long as you can while you're following the sensations of the breath. You will forget again and your mind will wander again, but you just do this over and over again. And what will happen, what you can expect to happen, what will happen, is that by doing this, by positively reinforcing that moment of realization, the periods of mind wandering are going to get shorter. The other thing that you can do is, as I say, when you bring your attention back to the breath, there's going to be a period of time when you have that more alert, fully present, vibrant condition of conscious awareness. And so just try to keep that as long as you can. Try to use that to know that you are still following the breath, and to know that there are still sounds and sensations and so on and so forth in the background. In other words, you just try to you hold the intention to be in that state of wakeful alertness as long as you can. So that's the basic method for beginning. And important thing, never let yourself get into feeling bad because your mind's doing what it's naturally going to do. And don't start blaming yourself, feeling like you should be doing better than this, and I should have more control over my mind. Thoughts like that, they're not true at all. And they create a very counterproductive mental state. When you meditate, you want to be in a happy, relaxed state. You want to trust that if I just do this, it's going to work. My mind's going to settle down. It's going to become more peaceful. It's going to become easier. And sure enough, all of those things will happen. So don't let any kind of judgment, negativity, self-criticism, doubt will come along. You'll have thoughts, oh, there must be something wrong with this way of practicing. I don't think my mind was ever this active before. It's not true. You're just aware of it, that's all. So when those kinds of thoughts come along, you just let go of them. Just acknowledge that, oh yeah, those kinds of thoughts are going to happen. And just let go of them and just keep doing the very, very simple part of the practice. Any questions about that? Does it sound simple to you? Easy enough? Okay. Well, we're going to all meditate together. And I'm going to guide you into a meditative state. Okay? One thing that I like to do on Thursday evenings is to begin our meditations with what is called a mandala prayer. And what it is, it's just a little thing that we do to remind ourselves of what a wonderful thing it is to be living, sentient, conscious beings in this incredibly beautiful world, and to hold the wish that not only ourselves, but all beings can come to appreciate just what a magnificent gift that is. To be alive in this world, the world as a mandala. Okay. So adjust yourself as comfortable as you can. Take a deep breath, relax. And now if you'll join me. Here is the great earth, filled with the smell of incense, covered with a blanket of flowers, the great mountain, the four continents, wearing a jewel of the sun and the moon. In my mind I make of them a paradise of the Buddha, and I offer it to you all, sentient beings everywhere. By this deed, may all beings come to know the pure world, free from suffering. Close your eyes and just become fully present. And for this next few moments, allow your attention to move as it will between sounds and body sensations. Whatever thoughts there are, acknowledge them, but don't get caught in them. But mainly be present in the here and now, and just observe how your attention moves. Be relaxed and at ease. And just allowing the sounds to be there in the background. Restrict the movements of your attention to the physical sensations in your body, but let your attention move freely from one part of your body to another. Let attention explore these sensations. Feeling of air on your skin, clothing against your skin, the weight of your body on the cushion, warmth, coolness. Just explore bodily sensations. If you notice any tension anywhere, just let go of that. Relax your shoulders, your forehead, wherever. make a point of noticing any pleasurable qualities of sitting still here. Comfort, relaxation. Some of these sensations are actually quite pleasant. And as you sit still and quiet like this, you've probably noticed that the sensations of movement that result from the act of breathing are really the main thing going on in the body right now. So while still being aware of sounds in the background, still being aware of all other body sensations in the background, let's restrict our attention to the sensations that are produced by the breath. The rise and fall of the abdomen, movements of the chest, those sensations of the air entering and leaving the nostrils. You might feel some movement in your upper arms and your shoulders. So for the next little while, just explore all of those sensations that are produced as a result of the act of breathing. Notice how easy it is to keep your attention on the movements caused by breathing, and at the same time allow sounds and other sensations to be there in your peripheral awareness. Shutting anything out. Notice how still, calm, and peaceful the body is as it continues to breathe. Notice how peaceful and calm your mind is as it watches the breath sensations and lets everything else be there. You to bring the focus of your attention to just those sensations of the breath as the air enters and leaves the nose. Let all of the other sensations be there in the peripheral awareness. All the other breath sensations, body sensations of every kind, and external sounds. Let's practice keeping the attention on that specific sensation around the nose. See if you can count 10 consecutive breaths this way without missing an in-breath or missing an out-breath due to your attention wavering. If that happens, or if you lose the count, start over at 1 again. The idea being to follow 10 breaths in a row. If you haven't reached 10 breaths yet because of starting over, then settle for 5. And then when you've reached either 5 or 10, continue to follow the sensations of the breath without following or without counting. Observe the sensations of the breath a little more closely now. See if you can identify, see if you can notice just exactly when the in-breath begins and exactly when it ends. And likewise, exactly when the out-breath begins and exactly when it ends. You might also notice there's a brief pause between the end of the in-breath and the beginning of the out-breath, and likewise between the beginning, the end of the out-breath and the beginning of the in-breath. Now leave the breath for a moment while you scan your body. Relax any tension you find anywhere. And notice any feelings of pleasure and comfort associated with sitting quietly. And keeping those feelings of pleasure and comfort in your peripheral awareness, refocus your attention on the breath. When you notice your attention beginning to waver because of some distraction, just focus in again on those beginnings and endings and those pauses. Continue to do this until the bell rings. If at any point you realize that you have forgotten what you're doing and you're mind wandering, just feel glad. Just savor that experience of reawakening to the present and return to the breath. Do you have any questions or comments after that? Yes.
I'd just like to thank you. I think your style of teaching is really grounded. There's a lot of teachers I know who just, I call them space cadets, if you will. I just feel like I could relate to you on a very human to human level, and your style of teaching has really reinforced like a lot of the things I've found in my practice, and also a couple of things you mentioned. Just, I feel like we're a couple other tools I could use. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you. Appreciate that feedback. Thank you very much. Do you have anything?
I have a quick question. Yeah. I find it helpful for me to have some kind of word going through my mind, whether or not it's counting my breaths or saying in or out. Or would you say when you're trying to concentrate on just the sensation, to avoid also having some kind of passage running through your mind?
No, not at all. That's fine. Okay. There'll be a point as you go along where you won't want that anymore. It'll just be in the way. But in the beginning, yeah, it's you know, you can say to yourself beginning, middle, end, in, out, whatever. So you can use those sorts of visual cues. And some people are more those kinds of auditory cues. Some people are more visual, and you might have some sort of visual image to go along with the breath. So anything that helps you to stay with it initially, you'll pretty well know when you get to the point where you don't need that and want it anymore. So use it in the meantime.
I think this is the longest I've ever sat still.
The what?
I think this is the longest I've ever sat still. That's good. I noticed a lot of, I noticed my thought process. Mm-hmm. A lot, and noticed that I would, my mind would start to wander, and I'd actually start to fall asleep. I'd go like this.
Yeah.
I'd wake it back up, and then I'd be like, wait, nope, gotta go back to, and then I always like went back to the nose, and then just a second into it, my mind would start to wander.
Yeah.
And then I wouldn't, I'd be like, this is not what I'm supposed to do. I would go back, and it was just this constant, I don't know, I must have done it like so many times, and it actually felt really good to get back to breathing, and as I went on for 45 minutes, I felt better and better being able to actually control my thoughts. Mm-hmm. I felt a lot better.
Okay. Do you want to do this in a really relaxed and gentle way, with a lot of that feeling good when you come back to the breath, feeling good when you realize that your mind was wandering, feeling good when you overcome some drowsiness, that sort of thing. As for the time thing, I would strongly suggest that you try to work up to doing 45 minutes a day, but to begin with, maybe 15 or 20 minutes. And then after a week, two at the most, you want to start increasing that, maybe 5 minutes at a time, until you eventually get up to 45 minutes. So, but good. Okay. Well, thank you very much, and I hope you come back and continue this with me. I have so many other things to tell you. So now we're going to take a break. First of all, do we have some announcements that before we take a break? Yes.
I know that many of you remember Ying and Isa Yo, who were with us on Thursday evening for a long time, and were very active here at TCMC, and they moved to California. And they sent this beautiful card, and I'll just read a sentence or two. It says, "Dear friends at TCMC, Isa Yo and I have been living in Santa Rosa, California since August. We miss all of you dearly and often remember our last gathering in May before we left Arizona. We've been visiting Dharma centers in this area, but TCMC is like no other center. We appreciate the opportunities of growth TCMC provided for us, and we are excited to hear about recent developments at the center through the newsletter. We would love to see you when you visit our area. With gratitude, Ing and Isa Yo." And there was a little bit more, so I'll put it out there if anybody wants to take a look at it.
Wonderful. Thank you.
I also put up, George mentioned last week of that there'll be several retreats coming up in next year and with Pasuka Chuladasa. And so I put up a sign up sheet right up the front there for anyone who's interested in being a registrar manager for any of the retreats. You receive a full scholarship for doing that work. So either talk to George or to me and sign you up and your phone number or email.
Yeah. And there's still room in the retreat after Christmas, January 26th to December 26th to January 2nd. So if you have that time available, please join us. It's going to be a very good retreat, I think.
And I think there's still room, a few spaces at the Thanksgiving retreat in California.
In California, yes.
And then there's a longer retreat in Massachusetts. But that's
only somewhere. Yes, and that's February 28th to March something or other.
So, friends in Massachusetts.
Okay. Well, let's have a little break. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Very quick, but I have some nice colored flyers for the Picture Rocks retreat from December 22nd, 26th to January 2nd. So if you happen to go someplace like a bookstore or coffee shop or wherever it will be appropriate to post one, you would please take one with you tonight.
Appreciate
it. Where are they?
Thank you.
Where are they? Yeah, they are.
They're
in my car.
Awesome. Okay, well, let's have some tea and we'll come back in about 15 minutes and have some interesting discussion. I say we'll have interesting discussion based on past experience.